You're standing at a tree-lined trailhead with your two guides, Kyle and Zoe. They know this land well and are discussing the upcoming trip with bright smiles. Bulging backpacks lay at their feet in matching sea-green canvas. You can see the outlines of water bottles and saucepans pushing against the sides of the packs, which are filled to capacity. The irregular shapes remind you of all the effort that's gone into getting ready for the journey ahead. They, and you, are well prepared to begin your hike along the 6-foot track, a trail that will lead you through the Blue Mountains of New South Wales, Australia. 2 days from now, you'll arrive at the marvelous and mysterious Jenolan Caves. Hidden within the extensive cave network are abandoned mines, colourful lights that dance on the walls, and tiny passages that twist and turn like an unravelling string. Along the way, you plan to camp at two lovely and remote sites, nothing more than isolated clearings that will allow you some space for your thoughts. The entrance to the trail is marked by the explorer's tree. Once, it was a tall and proud gum tree that was reduced to a blackened stump by a mighty flash of lightning some years ago. You're grateful for the pleasant weather now. The wind nuzzles your cheeks gently as the sun splashes warmth over your nose. You've decided to head out in the early afternoon in order to make it to your first campsite by nightfall. Kyle and Zoe nod at you, and all three packs are hoisted up in unison. It's time to head out onto the trail. The rustling canopy of leaves and branches fends off the sun as you take your first steps towards Jenolan Caves. The descent begins soon after. Here and there, splotches of green paddock mingle with swathes of sturdy eucalyptus. The track is well maintained, with wooden retainers creating a staircase through the forest. Crisp brown leaves carpet the floor, crackling beneath your feet. Elusive bellbirds chime and echo from the treetops, flitting between nests hidden from sight. You and your guides chat casually for now, filling the space between footsteps with easy conversation. The air is fresh and smells of the dewy bark hugging the tall trees. Every step down the wooden stairs is slightly cooler as the sun retreats silently from the valley. As you watch, a flash of yellow rockets through the trees, sparkling amongst the understated greens and browns. A bellbird lands on the track ahead, sending up a small plume of fragile dust in its wake. Unconcerned about your presence, The bird hops around, swiveling its neck this way and that, before letting out another delighted call. You watch it for a few minutes, careful not to disturb it. Eventually, it takes off into the trees, and you continue down into the valley.